All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask him to shed his mercy and blessing on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we ask him to guide us to the right path, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen and follow the best. Tonight inshallah we'll spend some time with the Sheikh Abu Muslima listening to a lecture, and the address for this lecture, why we should understand the religion the way a Salaf understood. So inshallah, I hope we enjoy and learn from this lecture.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. يا الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا, يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله, وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وشر الأمور محدثاتها, وكل محدثة بدعة, وكل بدعة ضلالة, وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scatter from them too many men and women. And fear Allah, so we demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters, and definite matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. This evening's topic, لِمَاذَا فَهْمُ السَّلَفِ, or why the understanding of the Salaf, because we have been commanded with this understanding from Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa salatu wa salam himself, he says, or as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the Muslims afterwards, say, I only follow that which was revealed to me by my Lord. Say, I only follow that which was revealed to me by my Lord. This is why we have the understanding of our Salaf al-Salih, Radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, because we have been commanded by our Lord, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we want to take a look at, inshallah ta'ala, not just simply the answering of this question, which is as simple as it was already, but to take a look at this da'wah to salafiyyah, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that this da'wah to salafiyyah is the da'wah that's calling the people to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam called the people to, of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in His Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ رَبَّكُمْ خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O humanity, I command you to worship your Lord who created you as He has created those before you, so that you might have taqwa, so that you might fear Allah by doing what He commands and staying away from what He prohibits. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me. This is our purpose in life, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to establish the tawheed in our lives. And this is what Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls us to. And this is what this da'wah is about. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in other ayat, continuing to establish this point of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the staying away from ascribing any partners in worship with Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And I command you to worship Allah and not to ascribe any partners in worship with Him. Or as Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, certainly we have sent Nuh to his people and he said, O my people, I command you to worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped except Him. Indeed, I fear for you a painful chastisement or a severe punishment. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيُّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says in this ayah, the only verdict is the judgment of Allah. And He has only commanded that He alone, and that is the upright deen, but most of the people don't know. Or Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Or Allah Ta'ala, He says, and your Lord has decreed or has made an obligation that you worship none but Him. Or as Allah Ta'ala, He says, لَقَدَ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَجَتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Or as Allah Ta'ala, He says, and we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah and stay away from the ta'ghut, or that which is worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. And we have not sent before you a messenger, before you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that we have revealed to him that no God has the right to be worshipped except me, so worship me. Or as Allah Ta'ala, He says, قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, say, do you want me to worship other than Allah, O you ignorant people? When it has been revealed to you and to those who have come before you that whoever commits shirk, that his deeds will be rendered null and void, and in the hereafter he'll be from amongst the losers. Rather, it is Allah that you should worship alone and to be amongst the thankful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls us to the worship of Him, tabarak wa ta'ala, alone, and to the establishment of the tawheed in our lives, and this is what this da'wah to salafiyya is calling to. And this worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this staying away from committing shirk, this is by obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how we establish the ibadah or the worship in our lives, by obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He commands, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say, I command you to obey Allah and the Messenger. And if you turn away, then indeed Allah does not love the kafirun. If you turn away, then indeed Allah does not love the disbelievers, those who have turned away from obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدَخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدَخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the boundaries set by Allah. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, we will enter him into Jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there forever, and that is the greatest achievement. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses the bounds, we will enter him into the fire, abiding there in forever, and that is a humiliating punishment. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي أَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَعْزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. I who believe I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. And whoever differ, and if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and His Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better as a final decision. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us in many ayat to obedience to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as He says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, it is not right for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger have decided an affair, that they have any choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, the only statement of the believers when they are called to let Allah and His Messenger judge and that which they differ in is that they say, we hear and we obey. Those, they are the successful. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and fears Allah, those, they are the successful. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and I command you to obey the Messenger, and don't render your deeds null and void. Meaning don't render your deeds null and void by your disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the establishment of the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to be by obedience to Allah and obedience to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah says in these ayat, and in many ayat, that there's no time to mention all of them in a short lecture. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only calls us to obedience to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah calls us to obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in particular, and emphasizes this point in many of the ayat, that you have to obey Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if in fact you're going to worship Allah as He ought to be worshipped. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by your Lord that none of them believes till they make you, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge in the affairs that they dispute in, and then they don't find any difficulties in their chest from your decision, but they submit totally and willingly. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever the Messenger prohibits you, leave it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed in the Messenger of Allah you have the finest example for the one who desires Allah in the last day and remembers Allah often. And Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَطَى اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the Messenger has already obeyed Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, He calls us to the obedience to His Messenger, or He emphasizes the obedience to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be understood and practiced out with the understanding and the practice of our Salaf al-Salih. From amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'een and the Ulama of this deen, generation after generation, up to our generation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him, and he follows a way other than the way of the believers, we will turn him to that which he has turned himself to, and enter him into Jahannam, or what an evil abode. And as we've heard oftentimes with the explanation of this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We want to take a minute to focus on it so that we understand it clearly, insha'Allah ta'ala, and that Allah ta'ala in this ayah is calling us to the understanding and the practical application of the Quran and the Sunnah, or obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that of the Salaf al-Salih. As Allah ta'ala says, whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him and follows a way other than the way of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just said, whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him, then we will turn him to what he turns himself to, an interim, into Jahannam, or what an evil abode. Because definitely you are astray if you follow other than the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he added, and follows a way other than the way of the. Because those believers were with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Quran was being revealed to him, and when the Sunnah was being said and practiced and affirmed. The Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam radiyallahu anhum, were there understanding and practicing the Quran and the Sunnah in their lives. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the believers after the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow their way, as this is the way of the believers, as they were no other believers on earth but the Sahaba during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when this ayah was being revealed. And the only way of the believers other than their way is the way of those who follow their way. The only other way of the believers are the believers who follow their way. And how could it be anything other than this? If we were to just think of, as we have to unfortunately now in these days, of the sad state of affairs of the Muslims and what they have fallen into of shirk and kufr and bid'ah and other things that Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited, you could have not imagined that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah meant the way of the believers, referring to the Muslims who are still fornicating and committing adultery, or the Muslims who are still drinking and getting high, or the Muslims who have just celebrated Isra wal Mi'raj, or the Muslims who are about to celebrate 1,000 raka'at of Nisf al-Sha'ban, or the Muslims who live in graveyards, or the Muslims who bring food to the graves of the dead and then make tawaf around the graves. You can have never, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was referring to these Muslims, but He was referring to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those people who followed their way. And this is why we follow the way of the Salaf al-Salih. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes this even clearer in His statement, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and the first of those from amongst, the first of those Muslims or those who have accepted Islam from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And the Muhajirun, they are those who made Hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madina with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the Muhajirun. And the Ansar, they are the Muslims of Al-Madina that helped and assisted those Muhajirun who made Hijrah with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the first people who have embraced it and accepted this deen. They are the first people of this ummah who have established their ibadah and the tawheed in their lives. They are the first Muslims who established obedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it ought to be established and practiced in a Muslim's life. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, and those that follow them exactly what they were upon. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him, and He has prepared for them jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there and forever, and that is the greatest achievement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah states that He is pleased with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst the Muhajirun and the Ansar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah states that He has promised them jannat on which rivers flow abiding there and forever, and that is the greatest achievement. These were for the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala, He adds in this ayah, and those that follow them exactly. And those that follow them exactly. And this is what this da'wah to Salafiyya is, and it's what it's calling to follow the Qur'an and the Sunnah, to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to establish the tawheed and the ibad in your lives the way it was practiced and understood by the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is the Salafi da'wah and why we must understand this deen the way that our Salaf al-Salih have understood and practiced this deen. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many authentic hadith, he makes this point clear to us too, with the likes of his statement, خَيْرُ أُمَّتِي قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, from the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of my ummah is my generation, and then those that follow them, and then those that follow them. The best of this ummah, because of their establishment of the ibadah and the tawheed in their lives, because of the practice of the Qur'an and the sunnah, with the correct practice and understanding of the Qur'an and the sunnah, and the obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became the finest of this ummah. And then the generation that followed them, and then the generation that followed them. And then anyone after them that follows them will be like them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us like them. As this is the only correct way to understand this deen of Al-Islam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the other hadith collected by Tirmidhi and others in the ulama of Ibn Hassan, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةٍ كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٍ قِيلَ مَا الْوَاحِدَةٍ قَالَ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمِ وَأَصْحَابِي. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my ummah will soon be divided into 73 sects, all of them in the fire except one. They said, and which one? Or was said, and which one is that? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is upon what I am upon today and my companions. When the Muslims have differed and strayed from the path, those Muslims who are on what is correct, those Muslims who are understanding and practicing the Quran and the Sunnah properly in their lives, they are those who follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this last hadith that we want to mention, amongst the hadith that we heard last night in one of the lectures, from the hadith of Irbad ibn Sariya, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٌ. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever amongst you lives will see many differences of an opinion. And I bear witness, and we should all bear witness to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that whoever amongst you lives will see many differences of an opinion, because we are living amongst the Muslims in so much difference of an opinion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the truth and the affairs that the Muslims have differed in. Whoever amongst you lives will see many differences of an opinion. So I advise you with my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided khalifas who come after me firmly to that, and be aware of newly invented matters in the deen, because every bid'ah is a strain. And this hadith has been authentically collected by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi. And we see from this hadith that there's no way to understand or practice this deen, to establish the ibad and the tawheed in our lives, obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah, except with the way of our Salaf al-Salih, from amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in and the Ulama of this deen. And this point, inshaAllah ta'ala, we hope is understood already, and we just wanted to remind, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and remind them, because a reminder benefits the believers. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى, and remind where a reminder benefits. And we hope that this is one of the places where the reminder benefits, inshaAllah ta'ala, by reminding us of this correct da'wah, the da'wah to Salafiyya, and reminding us what it's calling to, from the establishment of the ibadah and the tawheed in our lives, by obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and doing that with the understanding and the practical application of our Salaf al-Salih. But I want to add after that, inshaAllah ta'ala, so that it becomes clear to us what we have gathered here at this conference for, inshaAllah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that these messages that are coming across these microphones are not just to be heard, to go in one ear and out the other ear, or to just be held here in this hotel, and when we go back home, we just remember the days of the lecture, heard what we heard in the hotel. It's not about this hotel. This message is not just a discussion here in this room, but this message is the message that we are to be standing on. This is the message that our lives are to be based upon. This is the message that we are to call the people to. This is the message that we're going to be patient with the harm that we receive in calling to this message. Don't think that these messages are for this hotel room only, or that this message is just because you have some vacation time and you want to take it easy. But these messages are going to go back with you so that you will establish it in your lives, and that you will call the people to it, and that you will be patient with whatever harm you receive in calling to this message. And this is not going to be achieved until we understand a couple of points, of which we want to make the first point, that this won't be understood until we understand the point of leadership in this deen of al-Islam. And that everybody is not going to be a leader and everybody is not going to be in charge. But they're going to be leaders who will be directing the people in light of the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of our Salaf al-Salih to the establishment of this manhaj in our lives. And then there will be the rest of us who will be obedient to the leadership and obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we will be organized in spreading this da'wah to the people. Everything is going to be an individual da'wah. The individual da'wah had its time, and sometimes it has its time. During the early days of prophethood of the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was alone giving the da'wah to the people, and the da'wah was given on an individual basis. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this da'wah to grow and to spread. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sahaba, and the sahaba had tabi'un, and the tabi'un had tabu tabi'een, and then the ulama of this deen. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be amongst the Muslimin. This ummah has grown, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with numbers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this manhaj clear to us. We have to establish in our lives, but being organized on the one hand, and the people who are not on that level, and where they might be on a level where they have to give it individually, the Muslims are, they're going to have to spread that da'wah individually. We're going to have to come to these conferences and get to know one another, and become to work with one another, and to work with one another on the kitab and the sunnah and the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in many ayat, as He commands us in this ayat, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't divide. This manhaj that we hold on to, we have to get together upon. Oftentimes we've seen that the people adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. We see that they remain as individuals by themselves, looking to the rest of the people like fanatics. We have to learn to come together and to work together to establish this manhaj, insha'Allahu tabarak wa ta'ala. And those people are still left alone by themselves in their areas. They're going to have to learn to represent this haq. And that representing this truth isn't just by pointing the fingers to someone saying, this is how you do it. You don't do it like that. But we have to take the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed, that worked with this last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, فَمَا بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. To the end of that ayah where Allah Ta'ala, He says, and if it wasn't for Allah that you dealt with them gently, and if you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have left you. but pardon them or overlook their faults and forgive them and take consultation and shura with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He shows us that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was successful by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, that he dealt with the people gently. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have dealt with the people other than dealing with them gently, then the people would have been chased away. How often do the brothers who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah and the Minhaj of our Salaf al-Salih, when they find that their numbers are small, they find that there's no other way except to deal with the people harshly, except to attack the people and point the finger at the people. This isn't the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this isn't your way. And this isn't the way that you represent the truth by you, but you represent it by dealing with the people gently and being soft and easy to the people, and representing it with good character, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you are upon the most magnificent character. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith of Imam Muslim, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ, أو كما قال sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, indeed Allah is Rafiq, or Allah is gentle, and He loves gentleness, and He will give with gentleness that which He wouldn't give with being harsh. This is the way to represent this manhaj when you're by your, or when you're small, that you represent it with good character. Represent it by being and dealing with the people gently, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with the numbers, so that you can hold on to the jama'ah with the steps in the masjids, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we will establish the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way of our Salaf al-Salih in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are for the believers and not for the disbelievers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. Allah Ta'ala says, it is not right that the disbelievers populate the masjids of Allah while they bear witness against their own souls in kufr. Those will have their deeds rendered null and void, and in the hereafter they will be amongst the losers, or they will abide in the fire forever and ever. The only people who are to populate the masjids of Allah are those who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish the salah and pay the zakat and fear none but Allah, and perhaps those are the ones who are guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says perhaps, He means for a certainty, those are the ones who are guided. Those who populate the masjids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the ibadah will be established. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِلَ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And the masjids are for Allah alone, so don't worship anyone along with Allah. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to stem from the from learning the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of our Salaf al-Salih in our masjid. And then practicing in our masjids what we learn of the Quran and the Sunnah and of the manhaj of our Salaf al-Salih. And then we're going to take this message of the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding and the application of our Salaf al-Salih from our masjids to the people. And we're going to call them and call them and call them and be patient with whatever we receive while we're calling them. Calling them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, this is my, I am calling to Allah عَلَى بَصِيرًا, with knowledge, evidence, and proofs. Me and those who are with me, and سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, I am not from amongst the mushrikeen. I am not from those who commit shirk, but we're from amongst those who establish La ilaha illallah in our lives. And that La ilaha illallah is going to be established with knowledge, not just with your own desires or how you feel. As Imam al-Bukhari chapter, إِلَّا الْقَوْمَ Knowledge or the action. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَعَلَمْ لَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ And have knowledge of لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ You want to have knowledge and call the people to this manhaj. Don't ever think it's over with in the hotel room or in the ballroom. That you came to have a good time and you had a good time and you went home and it's over with. It ain't over with. It's not over with right here, this microphone in this room, but the message has to be this room. And it has to be carried out the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message out with knowledge, evidences, and proof, and character by dealing with the people gently. This is what I wanted to remind myself of. And the brothers, هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
We direct our thanks to Brother Abu Sheikh Abu Muslima, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to benefit us out of his speech. And there is a few questions, which is I hope it fit our time because we have like 4 minutes before Isha prayer. This question says we call ourselves Salafi, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala didn't call group in the Quran. Salafi, or he called some other names.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide that person to the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from questions that might lead us astray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from having doubt of what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'een and the Ulama of this deen were upon. O Allah, remove from our hearts any doubt of what the Ulama from amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een were upon. It is well known to the Muslims past and present that the correct way is the way of the Salaf. That the correct way is the way of the Salaf. And the Ulama, those who follow this way and those who don't follow this way, agree that this way could be nothing but the truth. And how could the Qur'an and the Sunnah and what the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ be upon except the truth? The ulama agree, those who follow and those who don't follow, agree that this way is the truth. And those who follow it, they have a way in saying it, as they say, طريقة السلف أسلم. The way of the Salaf is the safest way. Meaning so long as you're upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and following the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een and the Ulama of this deen, at least you're safe. They're saying that the people who follow another way might be right too, but at least those people are safe. And how can you not be safe if you're questioned on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, why did you do that? Because Allah said so. Why did you do that? Because the Prophet ﷺ said so. How did you know it was supposed to be practiced that way? Because the companions of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced it that way, and you told us that you were pleased with them, and you told us that you promised them Jannah, and we wanted to be like the people you're pleased with, and we want the Jannah that you have promised the people who followed your last Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salafi is simply saying that you are one who adheres to the way of the Salaf. Salafi just means that you are one who adheres to the way of the Salaf, and this was accepted and is accepted and will be accepted by the Muslims inshallah ta'ala, like it who likes it, who don't like it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the Muslims who are pleased with following the way of the Salaf and have no hesitation and no doubt in saying that we are Salafi.
There is another question which is tied to this question. It says, is it the Jama'at Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Are they different between the Salaf Jama'ah and Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? And they are both same. So why we call them different names?
Salaf is not a name. It's an affiliation. Your name is Ahmed. Your name is Muhammad. Your name is Saleh. And you're Salafi. Salafi is not a name. The Salaf. Salafi is an affiliation with the Salaf. That you understand your Islam the way that our Salaf al-Saleh understood al-Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in the narration of Imam al-Darimi ذهب الصالحون. And this part of the hadith is the narration of Imam al-Bukhari. And this next narration is the narration of Imam al-Darimi in al-Sahih. ذهب الصالحون أسلافا. The righteous has died off as your salaf. The righteous have died off as your salaf. Referring to the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. They died off, they died as your salaf. Meaning the ones who are examples for you to follow. Either you're growing your beard following the Prophet ﷺ, or you're shaving it following somebody else. You're either wearing your lower garment above your ankles following the Prophet ﷺ as your example, or you're following somebody else. And when you follow the Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba, we are reading some of the narrations that the Sahaba or Salaf al-Salih, they used to pay close attention to keeping their mustache trimmed and reading the Qur'an, the Book of Allah. And if you stay on top of your mustache, keeping it trimmed from the hair going over your lip, and you stay on top of the recitation of Allah Ta'ala, then you're following the way of the Salaf and whoever adheres to that way, and the Arabic word Salafi. As far as the word Ahl Sunnah or Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, likewise these terminologies are of how the Muslims practice Islam and not names for the Muslims. Ahl Sunnah is referring to those people who adhere to the Sunnah. As the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever amongst you lives will see many differences of an opinion, so I advise you with my Sunnah and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifas who come after me. Those who adhere to the Sunnah are the people of the Sunnah. The people of the Sunnah in Arabic is called Ahl Sunnah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because they are adhering to the Jama'ah and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, yani al Jama'ah. Altogether as a Jama'ah. And the Messenger of Allah says, Alaykum bil Jama'ah. And the hadith of the Tirmidhi and others, I advise you with the Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are those people who hold on to the advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Firqatun Najiyah. Some of them are known by this characteristic, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa said in the hadith, that Ummah will be divided into 70 of them are in the fire. One that is called the saved sect. Al-Firqatun Najiyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were upon, and they are your salaf. This is like the ulama. Some of them say Al-Ta'ifatul Mansura, the victorious apparent group. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he says, and the origin of this hadith is in Al-Bukhari Muslim, and this is the narration of Ibn Majah, where the Prophet ﷺ says, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْصُورِينَ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ. And this narration is also authentic. But the Prophet ﷺ says, they will never see ta'ifa, a group from my ummah, mansurin, victorious and well-known. Those who oppose them or those who abandon them come until the last is list. Sometimes they are called Ahlul Athar, the people who follow the narrations. As the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith that we quoted, and this is the narration of Imam Ahmad, and it's authentic, where the Prophet ﷺ says, when he was questioned, أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ قَالَ أَنَا وَالَّذِينَ مَعِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. When the Prophet ﷺ was questioned, who is the best of the people, he said, me and those who are with me, and then those who follow the athar, and then those who follow the athar, meaning those who follow the narrations. Where did you get that from? Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he says, it was narrated to us on the authority of so-and-so, was narrated to us on the authority of so-and-so, was narrated to us on the authority of so-and-so, was narrated on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who narrates on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahlul athar. His name isn't Ahlul Athar. His name is Abdullah. But the description of Abdullah's deen is that he's from Ahlul Athar because he adheres to the Quran and the Sunnah with the way of our Salaf al-Salih. He follows the narrations. Sometimes they're called Ahlul Hadith. Even as some of the ulama, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he had referred to this narration of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي الظاهرين على الحق ظاهرين. الظاهرين على الحق. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, there will never cease to be a party from my ummah on the truth, victorious and apparent. Imam Ahmad said, If they're not Ahl al-Hadith, I don't know who they are. If this victorious group is not Ahl al-Hadith, who they are? Who is Ahl al-Hadith? The people who follow the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time something is done, you get that from a Hadith? Everything they do is based on the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're known as Ahl al-Hadith. His name is Mansur. But his characteristic is that he's from Ahl al-Hadith. Because this is the way that he practices his Islam. Let us question the people to make it clear, inshallah, as some of the ulama used to question the people. Are you a Muslim? Yes. Well, there are some Muslims, if they're Muslims, who say they're Shia. Are you with them? If he says yes, we say, I didn't know that you talk bad about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I didn't know that you say that Ali radiallahu anhu stole the prophethood from, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stole the prophethood from Ali. Because Ali was young, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interceded when Jibreel came, stole the prophethood. And that the Quran is incomplete. The Sahabas, they burnt or hid the rest of it, and it was a whole Quran, and the only people who have it is those. And they have their 12 Imams, of who some of them say Khomeini was one of them, that they have a place in Jannah higher than the prophets. And the angels, and the shuhada, and the siddiqeen. And the other statements that they say, like Khomeini has said, as the ulama narrate on him, that he said, can't wait till I get to Al-Madinah to dig up the two graves of the homosexuals, referring to Abu Bakr and Umar. When you say Muslim, what you mean? Shia? No, I don't mean Shia. What do you mean? Everybody say they're Muslim. What do you mean when you say Muslim? Shia? No. I'm from Ahlul Sunnah. Ah, you're from Ahlul Sunnah. Okay, now we're getting a little close. Allahu Ta'ala. You're not Shia. You had to clarify with your term, I'm Sunni, or from Ahlul Sunnah, to say, I'm not with the Shia, or the Rafida, or the Rawafid, as the ulama call them. I'm not with them. I'm with the people of the Sunnah. Okay, the people of the Sunnah don't differ. He's Ashari, he's Maturidi. Are you Ashari? Do you say when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in the Quran as having a face, do you say he doesn't have one? When Allah describes himself as saying that he has two hands, do you say he doesn't have them? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that the boat goes in front of our eyes, do you say Allah doesn't have any? When Allah describes him in the other hadith, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala, that he comes down to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night, do you deny those hadith? Do you take them out of their meaning like the Asha'ira do with many of these characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. I understand these ayat like the Sahaba understand them. And the Tabi'un understood them. And the Tabi'een understood them. And the scholars of this deen, say that whole sentence in one word. I understand my Quran and Sunnah and practice it the way that the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'een and the ulama of this deen practice it in their lives. Brother, tell me that in one word in Arabic. Salafi. Why we had to go through that whole thing? But for those people who needed to go through all of that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on you and easy on us. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, the last question, so we can catch the Isha prayer. It says, empathy do not reflect the correct image. Maybe the question, many times some of the Salafi do not reflect the correct image. Therefore there is discrepancy between the da'wah and some of its people. Would you please shed some light on this issue? I cannot differ between the Salafi.
May the brothers inshallah ta'ala forgive me if I seem a little rough. I'm trying my best to be gentle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and overlook my shortcomings. The ones who say they're Salafi might not be representing Islam correctly. Okay, you Muslim, you don't got no beard. What are we going to call you? Muslim with no beard. We're not calling you kafir. We're going to call you a Muslim without a beard. You're a Muslim living on a riba, as many of the Muslims are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. What are we going to call you? A Muslim on riba. You're a sister who don't wear a jilbab when you leave your house. And you're in the presence of men who are not mahram to you and you don't have on a jilbab. What are we going to call her? A Muslim lady without a jilbab. We don't have to figure out another terminology because the people don't represent what they should represent. We don't have to call Salafi. He doesn't represent. This manhaj is the haq. Represent it who represent it, don't represent it who don't represent it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid it out clearly in the Quran and on the tongue and the actions of His Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba, they called and made this deen clear. And the Tabi'un took it from them, and the Tabi'in took it from them, and the ulama of this deen took it from them, generation after generation to our generation. What difference does it make that somebody's not going to hell? Because all of the kuffar are going to hell because we're not practicing Islam like we should? Muslims don't establish the five salah in jama'ah in the masjid. Does that give every kafir in America a right not to be Muslim? Accept Islam. Masjid five times, why are you calling me to it? Don't your Lord tell you, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْرُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ? What you going to say a kafir read that ayah to you? Are you the ones who are enjoining the people to righteousness and forgetting your own souls while you're reading the book? Don't you have any sense? What you going to tell them? Don't look at me, look at the truth. Well, don't look at the Salafi, look at the haq of this manhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. Don't let philosophy and your desires turn you from this haq. The haq is the haq. Just get on it and say Alhamdulillah. If you fall short, we all fall short. Well, astaghfirullah. Is there anybody who's going to say he's perfect? Nobody's perfect. Everybody's a sinner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. But this is what the Prophet ﷺ in the authentic hadith described us. Kullu bani Adam khata' wa khayru khata'in at-tawwabun. And the authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, all of the children of Adam are sinners, and the best of the sinners are the repenters. Does that mean you're going to stop calling to the truth because you've fallen short? This is the truth. You tell your mother, your brother, your father, call everybody to the haq. Well, you still falling short. I hope Allah shows His mercy on me. I'm falling short and I'm calling you to the haq. Now, what you going to do? Everybody has shortcomings. You can't call to the haq because you have shortcomings? Correct yourself. We said in the beginning that people should represent this haq. And that they should spread this da'wah the way that the Prophet ﷺ spread it. And wherever you hear this manhaj being propped, you all hear it being called to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. And the Prophet ﷺ, what he was sent with. As he says in the authentic hadith of the Muwatta, from the Muwatta of Imam Malik, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent as a messenger to perfect good, high moral character. This is what the Prophet ﷺ was sent with. But on whose tongue is the statements of the Prophet ﷺ other than Ahlul Hadith? The people who adhere to the manhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. This is where you hear these hadith that call you to good character. Where are you going to hear this manhaj and these ayah and these hadith being mentioned in the lectures and in the khutbahs and in the classes except from the people who adhere to this manhaj? The people who don't adhere to this manhaj, they're going to give you lessons based on the newspaper. They're going to give khutbahs based on TV programs. Now, they're going to give you advice based on their own desires. But who are the people who say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than any people other than the people who follow the way of our Salaf al-Salih? Who are the people who say qala Allah, qala Rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are the people who adhere to this manhaj. Everybody's going to have his shortcomings. But the people of this manhaj, whenever you hear them calling in their lectures, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said. Wallahi, we're here at the lecture, what do we hear today? Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Prophet ﷺ said, Prophet ﷺ said, Prophet ﷺ said. This is this manhaj and this is what we're calling to, and this is why the ulama say that it can be nothing but the truth. Just get comfortable. Wallahi, it should be easy for many of us to be comfortable, because many of us had to be looked at. He said, we Muslim. You Muslim? What you doing, boy? Better come on back to church. Many of us were called to that stuff. We had to be patient with saying we're Muslim. Okay, now you're Muslim. You understand you have to get on what's correct. All right, the people say, why are you Salafi? Because it's the haq. It's the haq. What do you mean, why are we Salafi? Because it's the haq. That's why we're Salafi. If the people laugh, we ain't going nowhere. How are you going to leave the truth? Where are you going? Where are you going if you can't handle the people laughing? Where are you going? Backwards? The truth is the truth. You just got to get on it. If You don't want to say you Salafi in one word, you'll be forced to say it in many words or you'll be astray. You either say it in one word or many words or you're going to be astray. What you going to be on? If you're not going to be on the Quran and the Sunnah, the way that it was understood and practiced by the Sahab and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in and the Ulama of this deen, tell me what you're going to be on. You're going to be on what we're witnessing. What we're witnessing. And if you didn't witness it, some of us witnessed it. Just like that food is served to you in that cafeteria, food is brought right to the graveyard and sat right in front of the tomb. Wallahi, we ask people, who you think ate the food? Wallahi, people say they're Muslims.